Horror stories can be found in every culture. We've covered films from South Korea, Australia, Germany, Mexico, and others. Today we delve into two films about Indian culture. Come along with us on this globe-trotting edition of Shriek Previews!
Your heart will seize with fear. The monster's creeping near. It's time to lend an ear.
So Dan, I'm afraid I'm feeling like our intro might have misled some people. When we are doing Indian culture, we are doing movies about the culture from India, not Native Americans.
What? Wait, we're not. It's not about like.
No, it's not about Cherokee or Blackfoot or Sioux
Nation.
No, Sioux Nation. No, it's none of those. It's about folklore and horrifying stories from India.
Asia India.
Right, yes, we've never done those before. There's a lot of Indian movies out there, Bollywood and stuff like that, which I've really never seen. But you don't see a lot of horror movies.
No, you don't. I've seen some Bollywood movies. They're amazing. The production is excellent, and you know, it's like the second biggest film industry next to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And then followed by Nollywood, which is from Africa, Nigeria.
Really? I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. They just won a big, I think they just won a big award, one of their Nollywood movies. But going back to Bollywood, their productions are amazing. Totally different. They give me, you know what, a sense of like 1950s Hollywood, because they do a lot of musicals.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got it kind of reminds me of that era, but they're very interesting films. It's a very unique culture. Yeah. And, we've been curious about their movies.
Yeah. Growing up in my neighborhood, there were quite a few Indian people, families and such. And like on the weekends, they'd come out of their houses in their, I guess it was their formal wear, whatever, but they always had such bright colors, mm-hmm. and it was just really fascinating to me. And then I saw the trailer for this movie, which we're going to cover today, It Lives Inside. And then we put it together with Bulbul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very hard for us to wrap our tongue around the some of the words.
Right, yeah.
You know, and you know what's funny? We wanted to cover a different movie that was that Tankar or something like that. I can't remember. Talul. It had an interesting title like this with two consonants together, and you're not sure how to pronounce it.
And we couldn't find any place to stream it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we chose Bulbul.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So listeners, intro. I'm Brent.
I'm Dan.
Yes, we are the hosts for Shriek Previews, and today we are talking about It Lives Inside and Bulbul. Mm. So if you haven't seen these movies, turn off the podcast. Go to India so you can watch them among the culture.
Yeah, and really appreciate it.
You know.
No. Go.
I mean, take out your life savings. Been lately here in the States.
Yeah.
Go to India.
I have a friend who's from India, and she just came back last week. Oops. And we're like asking her, hey, what's the temperature like in India? She's like, oh, it was 90. My jaw dropped. I was like, what? I'm going next time.
Yeah, because that's Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
So it's summer.
It's their summer.
Yeah.
Weird.
All right. So without further ado, let me tell you about Bulbul, which was from 2020, I believe, if I remember correctly. Let me, yes, 2020. It's classified as horror mystery. You got the timer?
Not yet.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Take your time, but
we're doing 60 seconds for Brent.
Yes, 60 seconds.
Hold on.
You said it for 8 seconds.
Because last time I gypped you out of 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And but I didn't do it on purpose. Mm. I would never do that to you on purpose. Mm-hmm. Right? Would I?
And go. So Bulbul is a young Indian girl who is put into an arranged marriage with her best friend's older brother. The friend goes away for a few years to study in London, and when he returns to the village, finds that his brother is dead, and the village is plagued by a murderous witch whose feet face the wrong way. I think that's what the movie's about. Bulbul's husband thinks she was having an affair with his brother, her best friend, and he beats her with a fire poker and destroys her ankles and feet. And then he leaves her. Back in the modern day, the best friend suspects the visiting doctor who has been caring for Bulbul that he has been perhaps helping this witch that's killing people. Then it is revealed that Bulbul is the witch, and she's been killing men who had wronged her or others. And the reason her feet are backwards is because they healed wrong from when her husband abused her. And that's the movie.
Ooh, five seconds to spare.
I think that's what the movie is about.
I think very confusing for me.
It was very confusing, and it was bouncing back and forth from like the past to modern day. And
yeah, and that's not always executed well in a movie.
Yeah.
It's got to be done well.
Yeah.
I thought it was visually stunning, first of all. It had like, it felt like Del Toro-esque.
Yeah, very, very Benicio Del Toro.
Guillermo Del Toro.
Yeah, Benicio. Guillermo del Toro, yeah.
Yeah, beautifully shot. I love the nice use of settings and lightings in this.
Mm-hmm. Like when the moon turns red.
Yeah, love it. I thought it was good, but confusing. Maybe for a Westerner like us, confusing as hell.
Might have been, a cultural thing. Because apparently this backwards-footed witch is like, there's actual Indian folklore about these things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't understand why the girl's feet, why it was so important that her feet were twisted.
Yeah.
Though it was freakish. I don't know how she would run through the forest with her legs turned back like that.
Yeah, maybe like an ostrich.
Yeah, maybe, but I would like to know if this was a popular Indian film.
Yeah.
You know, if this was popular among the Indian culture.
Mm-hmm.
I found it slow and strange.
It was very slow. Most of it was about the relationships.
Yeah.
And the witch was kind of tacked on.
It felt like tacked on. I didn't feel that she was that important or that not important because there were deaths in that town and they were supposedly caused by this witch. Yeah. But you don't see her. Finally, 24 minutes left in a film, it became interesting for me.
Right, yeah.
Towards the end, I'm like, oh, something's happening. When the brother, the crazy brother, goes and rapes a girl, that's when I'm like, oh, holy shit, something really bad happened. Before that, it was very talky.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea at all. Feels very fantasy-oriented. So I would say this is like a fantasy horror movie, like that Guillermo del Toro movie we saw.
Pan's Labyrinth?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, horror with fantasy. I did find it funny, though. We saw it on Netflix.
Yeah.
I found it funny that I had to have, well, the movie was dubbed in English, and then I put the subtitles on because I wanted to understand it, and I still couldn't understand
it. Right, yeah.
But it's funny that the subtitles did not match what the English dubbing. Yes. I was like, wait, that's not what most of the movie was like that.
Yeah.
But I think that was just post-production, you know, whoever distributed, whatever. You know, it's just, I have to say, though, even though it wasn't my cup of tea, the fact that this is Bollywood and a production of their culture has come a long way in filmmaking. Mm-hmm. They really love film.
Yeah.
And you can tell because this was like a labor of love. They really love the craft of filmmaking and bringing a story to them.
Right.
There's a lot of stories associated with Indian culture that are folkloric.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it an interesting film, but I'm not something that I would care to sit through again.
Right. Yeah. I didn't love it again because the horror element was really, I mean, the part with the witch, that was maybe 15 minutes of the movie spread out throughout the whole movie. And the rest of it was about the jealous husband and yeah.
Yeah. The thing I was more scared about the crazy brother.
Yeah.
Than I was about the witch.
Yeah.
I thought that he was more menacing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he was more creepy, like going up to her and smiling, and just, it just seemed to me more, a more realistic human monster than, you know, this witch with twisted legs running around the trees.
More realistic Cuban monster?
Human.
Oh, human. Yeah. It's not like he's a Cuban. I'm like,
No.
What? Yeah. So, okay. So I'm going to guess you gave this 5 skulls.
Yeah, I gave it 5. The production was there. It was, you know, I really appreciated visually seeing this, you know, but I just could not really get, there were several times when I stopped the movie to take a break because I just, you know, I'd get up, I need a pop. I'd get up and get a pop, pause it, you know, and it wasn't because something would come up. It was because I just couldn't really get interested in a story.
Yeah.
You know, you know, the production definitely was quality.
Sure.
What do you think about it?
Well, I mean, like I said, it was the horror element was more of a subplot.
Yeah.
And so it was, and as I said during my recap, you know, I was like, here's what the movie's about, I think. Because the time jumping was a little confusing.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I mean, I don't think it was a language barrier or a cultural thing. I just don't think the story itself was that good.
Mm-hmm. And I know you had said before, you know, before me, you told me what you felt about the movie, but I asked you again because this movie kind of left me wanting more or trying to like understand it better. And I trying to feel like I'm scraping for meaning.
Right.
You know, but,
I really wish there had been more about the witch.
Me too. Me too.
And because there's a scene, you know, after the brother, assaults her when she's recovering from her injuries, and it seems like she died and like a spirit came into her or something like that. Mm-hmm. I would have liked a little more explanation about that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah, that left me totally needing something more.
Yeah, and maybe it's has to do with that culture. Like maybe Indian people know already about this witch and stuff. Just like if we were to watch a movie about Santa Claus, we wouldn't need a whole explanation of who Santa Claus is and why he, you know, wears a red suit and has flying reindeer.
Yeah.
Because we already know it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of the issue here. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If we have any Indian listeners, please write in. Let us know about this folklore. Are we just missing out on something that is obvious to you? Or was this movie just not explained well? So what do you think I gave it?
I think you gave it probably a 6.
No, I gave it a 4.
A 4?
Yeah, because really the production values was all it had going for it.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's I'd say it's a miss.
Yeah, at least for us.
Yeah, I would like to see more Indian horror films though, because
the quality.
Yeah, exactly. You and know. I think there, you know, and here's the other thing too, is I found this movie listed on a list online. It was like top 10 Indian horror films that will scare you.
Not likely.
No,
not this neck of our woods.
No.
So at least not me.
Right.
No.
I mean, maybe it would scare you.
I felt that
4 years
that old. Other movie we wanted to watch.
Right.
The trailer scarier. Looked more scarier.
Yeah. So maybe we'll do that one in the future if we can find a place to stream it. So, mm-hmm. All right. So you gave it a 6.
Yep.
And I gave it a 4.
No, wait. I gave it a... Wait, what did I give it?
I thought you had given it a 6.
I don't remember. I think I gave it a 6.
Yeah. And I gave it a 4. So before we go on to our next movie, It Lives Inside, let's pop on over to Angel telling you all about our Patreon.
Hey there, horror fans. We would love your support at patreon.com/shriekpreviews. Not my personal information. For $4 a month, we can continue to bring you different perspectives of things that go bump in the night. Naughty. Also, leave a shiny 5-star review on your favorite podcast directory. And be a love. Tell your friends who enjoy the thrill of a scary movie. You know, who doesn't like a thrill? Naughty again. Last but not least, darling, write and tell us what you want to hear or share your own spooky story that gives one goosebumps, like a soft tickle in the back of the neck. Now, who's being naughty now?
Yeah, give us your money. Now, Dan.
That's good.
Tell us about It Lives Inside.
You got your timer ready?
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, you didn't have yours ready, jackass. Go.
So it's about this Indian girl growing up in the U.S. And, you know, she's kind of integrated into Western culture and with traditional Indian values from her parents. And she has a friend, Tamira. Her name's Sam, and her friend's Tamira. Tamira has been carrying this jar with, like, an evil spirit. She drops it, and then Sam, I think she gets possessed by the spirit, or it follows her. It follows her, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, starts tormenting her.
It starts tormenting her, and then it kills her boyfriend, or this guy that was, like, interested in her. She realizes that this other Indian youth from her neighborhood who killed himself was tormented by the same spirit, and she goes to the old house, and there was, like, all this writing on the ceiling, and that's all I really remember about this movie. I was very forgettable.
Yeah, that's fair, and that was a pretty accurate recap.
Mm. I found it just boring and very dramatic.
I didn't find it boring, and I thought the creature concept was pretty good. What I didn't like is, why is it that all of these movies have an unspeakable supernatural horror and it's up to a bunch of teenagers to take care of it?
Because they know better.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's just the dragassery of this film made it uphill for me all the way through, man. I thought it was a lot of buildup for little reward. I did like the style. I didn't love it. I liked it. It was okay. That's the only thing I felt it had going for it.
See, I think I liked it better than you. Mm. You know, I remember you said that you felt it was boring, you know.
I think it should be called It Bores You Inside.
Right, yeah, you said that. You know, I didn't think it was that bad of a movie. I wasn't bored about it. It just wasn't great. There were a lot of things that were cliche, like I said, the teens and such, but I felt, and it was interesting that there was the Indian culture part of it.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't just a bunch of teens being tormented by a random supernatural entity, because that's very cliche.
I think what failed this movie is the fact that it's a movie about Indian culture in the U.S., aimed at Indian culture in the U.S. So it failed to scare me at any level, because I know it doesn't pertain to me. It felt that like that to me, you know. It's like maybe they find it scary in that culture, this whole thing with it. But to me, it didn't seem any, you know. And you're right. It was another. At the end, it was just another teen horror movie.
Yeah.
You know, it just a lot of things. Like I kept looking around. Like, how do you drop and forget this kid's book when she runs away from the house? I don't understand why there's mold in the high school showers. When the teacher is, like, hiding, there's mold in his high school shower. Don't you think the health department would have said, hey, clean this fucking thing up? Is that cocaine Samita throws at the monster? Is he a recovering addict or what? There's, like, a part when she goes back to the house and she's in the attic and she throws this white powder at the monster. And I'm like, is that cocaine?
Probably wasn't
cocaine. Wasn't cocaine. I'm just being an ass.
But yeah, when it was invisible.
And yeah.
I thought it was just a like
it was
dust.
A white powder, but it was from a bag. I think it was from a bag or from the floor, but it looks like a mound of, I mean, unless it was a mound of dust.
That's what I thought, but I don't really remember, because as you did say, this movie was largely forgettable.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, because
we didn't even get a good look at the monster.
No.
We finally got
one good look at the monster.
At the end, an hour and 24 minutes in, we do finally. And it wasn't very exciting.
No, it looked kind of hokey. It looked like a rubber suit.
It reminded me of, like, a cross between Pumpkinhead and some other your monster.
The teeth were all just kind of gnarled and whatever. Looked very fake.
Yeah. Yeah, I was not impressed. Everything else, the production was okay. I thought they were a little overacting. You know,
now one thing that was very unique about this is when the teen tells her mom about this horrific evil she's fighting, her mom actually believes her and helps her. Helps her cook a bunch of food, but helps her anyway.
Well, I thought that was like an offering, right?
Yeah, that's what they...
But couldn't she just gotten leftovers out of the fridge or something?
Well, I think it's interesting. The one thing that's interesting is Indians tend to be vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
But this spirit eats meat, but it looked like that offering was all
veggies.
Vegetarian stuff.
Yeah.
So,
because, well, that's all they had. They wouldn't have meat there, you know, in that household.
Yeah. So, I don't know, you know, not bad, but not great.
And yes, I'm poking fun at the film. I'm not poking fun at Indian
culture.
Of course,
at the Indian culture, right. It's a fascinating culture. Mm-hmm. And this is another one that I'm curious if this is an actual bit of Indian folklore, if this is something that was made up for the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... I got the impression that it was part of folklore, of their culture folklore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I was not impressed by the movie.
No, it was, like I said, I didn't hate it. I wasn't bored to tears like you were.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't live up to the trailer.
So I'm thinking you gave this a 5?
5.5.
Really?
Yeah, right middle of the road there.
You never cease to amaze me, Brennan.
I know. Well, you know, I'm kind of an amazing guy. I'm going to say you gave it 3.
Yes. I did not like this film. It was boring to me. It was just slow. I mean, you know, I think the only interesting part was when the teacher gets her ass kicked by the invisible ghost when Samir's looking on or whatever, but other than that, I didn't find anything special about it.
Yeah, the teacher seemed just kind of
typical,
but extraneous. Like, why was she even a character?
Yeah, you're right. I don't see why she was necessary.
Yeah, she didn't like impact the story at all.
I agree. I don't see what. Yeah, because she had her own thing going on at the school after hours.
Mm-hmm.
And what was she doing after hours? By the way, doesn't she have a life?
I mean, I know a lot of teachers, and a lot of times they do work long hours.
They do.
School and stuff like that.
Again, but I'm just poking fun at the film.
Why would this demon go after the teacher?
The teacher, yeah. Kinda... Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Maybe because she was trying to believe the girl, Sam?
Maybe. But it just seemed like an excuse to have the creature terrorize somebody else.
Yeah.
So, whatever. All right, so I gave that one 5.5. You gave it 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Bulbul, I don't remember what we had given
it. I think I gave it a 6.
You give it a 6? That sounds about right. And I think I had given it a 4.5 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So we were kind of like, you know, inverse. But
inverted, yeah. Mm-hmm. That. So,
Though, it's quite refreshing to see what a horror movie concept would be from another culture.
Absolutely. Mm. You know, and we're constantly on the lookout for horror movies from other cultures.
Some surprises, man. The Pool. The one about the zombies in Korea.
Yeah. Train to Busan.
I love that one.
We did All of Us Are Dead, which is a series that we didn't care. And I just heard that it's getting a second season.
For real?
Yeah.
All of Us Are Dead about the school?
Yeah, I don't understand.
It must have been popular with the teens.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. So
there was a sequel to Train to Busan?
Train to Busan Peninsula, yeah.
Peninsula, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
those were good.
Yeah, well, Train to Busan was amazing. Yeah. Peninsula was
not as good. I thought it was still okay, but man, Train to Busan was fucking
Train to Busan is the what's the word I'm looking for? The set the bar for horror, for not horror, but zombie movies.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our two movie reviews. We've got a trailer to watch. So I
like a double wide or
just stop saying words.
Yes, sir.
We have been, you know, we've gone through kind of a drought for a while where there weren't a lot of horror trailers being released. Now they're starting to trickle out again, whatever. And we are going to watch the trailer for The First Omen, which is the prequel to the Omen movies that were out in the 70s and I think early 80s. So yeah, we've got a trailer. Let's watch that. I will link it in the show notes. So listeners, you can go and watch that as well. And then come back and listen to us talk about it. So here we go. Let's watch the first Omen trailer. Is it just me, or was everything in that movie backwards?
It was backwards. Yeah, that, I thought that was a nice touch for the trailer. I don't know if the actual film will be like that. I hope not. But it was an interesting idea to do it backwards, when we were kids growing up, when you'd play, you'd hear something backwards from a
supposed to be
record.
Satanic messages.
Yes, satanic messages. So I thought that was a neat touch. It looks interesting. I want to see this.
I want to see it, but honestly, it doesn't look interesting to me.
Oh, I really want to see this. It gives me images of old Italian possession movies.
Right.
European from the 70s and 60s. Ralph Ineson is in it. He's the dad in The Witch.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks good. I kind of want to see this. April 5th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hope you're right.
Mm.
I haven't seen The Omen in a very long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the kind of the trend now to put out sequels or prequels decades later.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think Hollywood is like scratching for ideas.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, but remember the original Omen with Gregory Peck and Lee Remick, and that scene where the babysitter, the nanny, jumps out of the window and the guy gets his head cut off by the sheet of glass. Yeah.
So
that was a very scary movie to me.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it in 30 years at least.
Yeah.
So we will probably cover The Omen when we cover the first Omen. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so that is Bulbul and It Lives Inside and the trailer for the first Omen. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Reach out to us, please, at shriekpreviews@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at Shriek Previews Podcast. Take a look at our TikTok, which is, again, Shriek Previews. Imagine that. But we appreciate you tuning in and listening to us each week, and we will talk at you next time.